20 out. Here's Danny Brough. Brough's going to little dink over the top for himself. It'll land underneath the post. It's caught by Bedebza. It's gone free and it's going to be a try. It's going to be a try for the Huddersfield Giants. I think it's Michael Lawrence that's touched it down. And the magic of Danny Brough. A little dink over the top when everyone expected him to go on the corner. And a mistake on the Rovers line. Giants 4, Rovers 0.
Yeah, it was a great break initially by Hubie. But I think Paul Anderson will be disappointed because Hubie made the break and there wasn't a Giants player within 10 metres of him, and Hubie's looking round for a halfback or a fullback to offload the ball to, and there was nobody there. But two players later, Danny Brough, the smart cookie that he is, brilliantly weighted kick in behind the fullback Ben Kikin. The hooker for Hulk here, Bedebza, got back to the ball, but he picked it up and then Danny Brough just smashed him and the ball went out, rolled into the in goal, and Michael Lawrence had chased the kick up and he just dived on the ball to get Huddersfield in front. And you know, a good start from both sides, but Huddersfield just turning that, you know, possession into points on the back of a decent kick by Danny Brough, and they're in front.
10 metres out from the Giants line. Can Rovers hit back? Bedebza goes left here for Blair. Oh, big looping pass, and it's going to be a try. And it's a try for Chris Whelan. Well, that was one of those passes. If the Giants man had got it, he'd have been going 90 metres to score. But it was a speculative pass, and Whelan collects it to score. It's 6-4 now to the Huddersfield Giants.
Yeah, perfectly summarised, Mike. It was a speculator pass from Hull KR from the standoff. Maurice Blair, he threw the ball and it looked like it was going to go into the hands of a Huddersfield player, but it didn't. It went straight into the arms of Whelan. The Huddersfield player missed it, and once Whelan had caught the ball, obviously his opposite number, Cudjoe, jumped out the line. There was nobody in front of him. Whelan scores another try for Hull KR, and Hull KR right back into it. Kick to come, 6-4 down.
Little grubber kicking goal. It's picked up on the line and picked up quite comfortably by Maurice Blair, but he's lost it. Now, was that a one-on-one steal? It was. It's back to one. Simpson must score in the corner. He's gone for it. Oh, he's put it forward. Disaster for the youngster. And that will be a turnover. He should have passed it straight away to McGilvery there, Craig Murdoch. That is a try gone begging.
Yeah, first, probably his first mistake in his Super League career from Jared Simpson there. I think to be fair, Huddersfield got a huge slice of luck, because I think it was deliberately knocked out of the Hull KR's hand and the referee had his back to it. You couldn't blame him for not seeing it, but they got a bit of luck and then they had 3-on-2 and Simpson backed his pace, but on that far side Mantellato just did enough to drag him in and pull him back, and then the afterthought from Simpson was, I've bombed a try, I'll try and get it to McGilvery and save my bacon, but the fast went forward and the try goes a begging. But you know, he'll learn from that as Rovers come up with a mistake.
Lost it on their own line and it's picked up by Murphy. Murphy for the line, he's in! What a scruffy try, but they all count. Huddersfield denied just 60 seconds ago. Take advantage of a Rovers mistake. They extend their lead 10 points to 4.
Yeah, big mistake from Kevin Leroy. You're off the back of the scrum, and as it always happens now in Super League, one of the back rowers stays out and he drives the ball in. He tried to drive the ball in, just lost the ball in contact. Huddersfield are first to react and they get their second try of the game underneath the sticks, and it'll be another easy kick for Danny Brough. But the game's just lost a little bit of quality over that last 5 minutes. Huddersfield won't care one bit.
Gives it now short side here for Kelly. Kelly goes for the line, he's over and he'll score. Steps out of the tackle of Simpson and bangs the ball down. Albert Kelly has his 13th Super League try of the season. It's Huddersfield 12, Hull Kingston Rovers 8.
Yeah, Albert Kelly just a one-on-one with Jared Simpson, too big and too strong for the youngster, and he just pushed him away and dived over 15 metres in from touch. But for the first time, Rovers get a bit of a platform, get a bit of momentum with the bigger guys up the middle, and Greenwood and Green playing the ball a little bit quicker. And then on the back of that, Kelly and his half-back partner Blair both attacking the line, and then after Blair was held up on the left, they moved it to the right, and Kelly was too strong for the youngster Jared Simpson, and he scores the second try of the game.
Ball now with Wood again. He's going to run towards the line, gives it to Brough. Miss out pass. Oh, it's an intercept. Oh my word, Sio has dropped it. He would have had 80 yards and they wouldn't have caught him, I don't think. And Sio there might have just dropped a four-pointer, and he's given Huddersfield another set. The groans are because Jared Simpson's just been ragged to the floor by Greenwood in the middle of the park. But Ken Sio, Craig, he's got to catch that.
Yeah, he has, but you know, you can look at it the other way. He certainly saved 4 points, but he's lost 4 points at the other end as well, as Huddersfield tried to get over the line.
Here's Kopchak. He's driven his way to right over the whitewash. He spins back, plays the ball to Wood. Out here for Brough. They've got numbers here. Ball surely. Cudjoe was going to pass. He didn't need to. Cudjoe scores just in from the right-hand corner, and Huddersfield's persistence pays off. Danny Brough's 40-20, working the magic again. Two to go to the break. Huddersfield 16, Hull KR 10.
Yeah, it's fantastic to be a Huddersfield fan and watch the skills week in and week out of Danny Brough. Going back to my previous point, I said to kick a 40-20 when you stood and you're expecting a pass from dummy half and you've got 5 minutes to think about it and where you want to kick it, you know, it's quite difficult, but for a man of Danny Brough's calibre, it's quite easy. But to just do it on the spur of the moment and get it right on the money at full speed is a really difficult skill, and he made it look so easy. And then on the back of that, you know, Huddersfield nearly bombed it. The huge pass out the top, CEO probably should have caught it, and as you agree with you, if he'd have caught it, it was try time at the other end, but he couldn't do that. And then two tackles later, Huddersfield get the numbers on the far side. Cudjoe almost didn't want to score, thought about getting the pass out to his winger, decided it was better just to take it himself and score the try. He did that, and Huddersfield will go into the break with at least a 6-point lead, possibly eight, and I think on the first half mark they at least deserve that.
Here then, Huddersfield putting the ball in the back of the scrum. They get it here with Brough. I thought he was going to kick it then. Goes out the back to Simpson. Simpson, to be fair, Hull KR, they've looked after Simpson pretty well. They've closed his room down instantly. Ball tossed up here and driven in by Joe Wardle. Wardle within eight. Well, was he tackled? He plays it anyway. Well, that's got to be offside, has it? From Robert Hicks, he is offside. Hull KR jumped in at the play of the ball. I thought Wardle, I'm not sure he was tackled there.
I think that's a tough call, to be honest with you, Matt, because Wardle jumps to his feet, plays the ball. There's an argument, is he tackled anyway? But as soon as he's played the ball, then surely the Hull KR markers, and thankfully Huddersfield, if you're a Huddersfield fan, have made some sense and are going to go for the 2 points. But as soon as he plays the ball, then the markers surely are able to play at the ball. You know, there's nobody stood behind him. What's the markers allowed to do? Just wait till somebody comes and picks up the ball. And look at that rain. It's horrendous.
It is. It's like a power shower, isn't it? Not a power shower. It's absolutely horrendous here. You wouldn't think this was the same month, let alone the same hour, as the weather we had earlier on. Here's Brough then, 10 metres out. He's about 2 or 3 metres to the left of the sticks. He comes forward, he smashes it straight between the uprights, and Huddersfield do extend their lead to 18 points to 10. 3 from 4 for Danny Brough with a boot. And now, like you said, that 2 points could be vital come the end of this game.
Yeah, and I think every time they're down there and they get opportunity to score points, that they'll be taking them. You know, the conditions make that sensible to do now.
Ball here with Wood scoops straight through the middle. Great run. Kikane comes to get him. He's away. Gives it now for Brough. Brough going for the corner. Brough to score. He's in. Slides straight out of the in-goal area. And Robert Hicks points to the spot. A bit of class from Kyle Wood straight up the middle. And Huddersfield lead 22 points to 10.
Yeah, super play from Kyle Wood. He's been busy all afternoon, and it was a great break from him through the middle of the field. Huddersfield, the support play hasn't been that good today. They've had a few opportunities where they've made breaks and they've had no one on hand, but that time Danny Brough was right on the money, and he used all his experience to get outside on the outside of Wellham, and he knew from 5 metres out if he hit the floor with his momentum he was going to skid over, and that's what he did. He skidded over, and I think he was kept going, and he's out the stadium now, and he's up by the town centre somewhere, so it'll take him 5 minutes to get back in the ground after that one. But really good try from Huddersfield.
Ball here with Huddersfield. If this bounces kindly, they could be away on that far side. Here's Murphy, up to 20 out. Great covering defence. Kelly finished it off, last one, and he'll play it 15 away. Here is Danny Brough now. Is he just going to put a little crossfield kick in? He's looking for McGilvray! What a try! What a kick! And McGilvray pounces to score. That was like a cross, and the centre forward come in to smash it into the back of the net. McGilvray has the try, 26-10.
If Jonathan Thurston does that in Origin on Wednesday, we'll be talking about that for years to come. That was absolutely brilliant from Danny Brough. We talk about the magic of the man, and you know, he does magic things week in and week out, and we sometimes take what he does for granted. But he just looked up, just put the ball on his boot, and he said, McGilvray, just catch this on the line and fall over and score. And that's all McGilvray had to do, as Danny Brough takes the acclaims from the crowd on this near side. But it was absolutely pinpoint perfect. Now, if there's no wind and the condition, or we're indoor, that's again, a hard skill to do. But we're playing in the middle of a monsoon with the wind swirling all over the place, and Danny Brough, on the run with three Rovers players in his face, puts the ball right into McGilvery's breadbasket over the line.
And to put
magnificent.
To put it into context, he's up against Mantellato as well. That's got to be on the money, hasn't it?
It has, and as I said, if that was a pass from 5 metres, it would have been perfect, wouldn't it? Right into his breadbasket. But wow, what a kick from Danny Brough.
Here's Robinson for Hubie. Hubie had to reach in and get it. Reaching and get it, he does. He's a metre away from the line. Huddersfield try to barge their way over here with a Kumatai. And he will score what will be his 9th Super League try of the season. The big fella's in again. 30 points to 10. Huddersfield Giants, home and hose. The battle for the top four hotting up.
Yeah, it certainly is, and the Giants aren't, you know, going to be too far away from that top four come the split. And you know, it's really good performance today. As I said, the game management has been great. Danny Brough's been special, and there's some good all-round performance. I think the big guys in these conditions have been really good. You know, Hubie played the ball really quickly there under pressure on the back of that. Akumatai, Mullally, Kopchak, Crabtree. You know, throwing Jack Hughes has been workmanlike all season. Played every game, you know, this season. Michael Lawrence, another steady performance, and Huddersfield Park has totally dominated this big Hull KR pack this afternoon.
Another comfortable win for the Huddersfield Giants as the ball runs across out of the back for Blair. Blair Cudjoe came across, he stepped out of the tackle, a kick for Mantellato, and he catch it and he will score. A simple bit of skill from Maurice Blair, not quite as emphatic as the Danny Brough one, but just as effective. Kicks for Mantellato, slides in at the corner. 2 minutes to go, Hull KR on the board again, 32-14.
Yeah, good skills from Blair. He spun out of a tackle, Cudjoe come flying in from his centre position, and he pushed away that tackle, and then once he'd pushed him away, he looked up and he assessed the situation, and he just left foot kick right onto the chest of Mantellato from a couple of metres out, and he dives in. But it's nothing more than consolation with 2 minutes left on the clock. But you know, Rovers won't give up trying, and that was a decent try from them.